find your freedom. Find your freedom. Find your freedom. Find your freedom. Yeah. Speak to me and speak to me when the silence steals my voice. You understand me. You understand me. And come to me in the valley of unknown. You understand me. You understand me. Yes, you understand me, God. You understand me. So I throw all my cares before you. My doubts and fears don't scare you. You're bigger than I thought you were. You're bigger than I thought. So I stop all negotiations with the God of all creation. 'Cause you're bigger than I thought you were. You're bigger than I thought you were. Yeah. Understand me. You understand me. Help me reach. So help me reach the faith that's underneath. You understand me. You understand me. Yes, you understand me, God. You understand me. I throw all my cares before you. My doubts and fears don't scare you. 'Cause you're bigger than I thought you. You're bigger than I thought. So I stop all negotiations with the God of all creation. 'Cause you're bigger than I thought you were. You're bigger than I thought. The rest in the Father's hands. I will rest. I will rest, yes, in the Father's hands. Leave the rest in the Father's. Yeah, I will rest in you. I will rest in the Father's hands. Oh yeah. In the Father's hands. Let it all go. I will rest in the Father's hands. Oh yeah. And leave the rest in the Father's hands. So I throw all my cares before you. My doubts and fears don't scare you. 'Cause you're bigger than I thought. I stop all negotiations with the God of all creation. 'Cause you're bigger than I thought you were. You're bigger than, so much bigger than I thought. You're bigger than I thought you were. You're bigger than I thought, yeah. You're bigger than I thought you were. You're bigger than I thought. Learning to trust, learning to find my rest,
Sean, it's great to be with you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Man, I really connect with this song in cool. so many ways. I remember we were starting to hear songs coming out of some of the writing camps that we did, and you guys did around the Passion record, and I heard this song, and I was like, oh my gosh, like this is really special, and then to see you guys lead it at Passion, it just confirmed everything I was feeling. Just to see the room respond like they did. I'd love to hear you talk about this. We were actually together earlier in the week, and one of our pastors in town was really challenging our writers that were in the room to write songs that just help people process through their questions, come through their pain, to find that redemption on the other side and not avoid it just by going around and seeing things that at that time in our lives maybe aren't true. And man, I thought about this song when he was talking about it, and I was like, that's what this is. Like, this is...
It is that.
This is making it okay to, like, bring into the church conversations of, like, you know what? I have these struggles. I have these questions, but it's okay because God knows.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. You know, for me, a lot of the searching through this song came from being really impacted by a story in the scripture, you know, and it's a pretty gutsy, radical story in Mark 9. It's about a man with a really, really sick son. He's in bad shape, you know, and somehow in the midst of all of his fear, and he musters up the courage to take his son to Jesus, you know. And when he gets there, he just says, "Can you help us?" And that is raw, you know. And Jesus says, anything is possible for those who believe. And man, there's so much hope in that. But the man says, I do believe, but help my unbelief. And to see right in the scripture a person, a human, who isn't afraid to take their humanity to their creator. And that, I think if I'm honest, I oftentimes, more than I'd like to admit, I resonate with that. I'm that guy. I resonate with that guy, and I do believe, but sometimes I don't know what to do with the things that I come up against. And I love two things about that story. I love that in the midst of this man's fear and pain and uncertainty and probably lots of doubt, maybe some anger. This is a father with a son who is in some bad shape, and he doesn't know how they're going to get out of it. You put yourself in those shoes. It's a lot you're dealing with, a lot you're carrying. And he doesn't run from God with that stuff. He takes it straight to the feet of the king. And that's challenging. I think that's really remarkable. And then the other thing is that Jesus didn't turn him away. And I think for some reason we have this expectation that if we have to hide certain parts of us, like God doesn't know that they're there, or that he's going to turn us away. And I think in questions in general are hard. We have a hard time facing them in our relationships and in our faith. And we answer the easy ones really quickly, and then the hard ones we avoid. We try to figure out how to work around, and I don't think God is like that. I think he's not afraid of your questions. He's not afraid of what you're going to find. He's not afraid of that. And so when it comes to our pain or our fear or our doubts, he doesn't want us to try to get around them. He wants to pull us through them and up out of them with the hope that he gives. And he doesn't promise to answer our questions specifically, especially in the way that we might want or think. But he gives us something a lot better than that. He gives us hope, and he tells us how this whole thing is going to end. And man, that's powerful, because the arc of redemption is long, especially from our perspective, but it ends in glory. And that, there's a hope in that. And I think if we let him, He teaches us to trust that with every step. And a lot of that story influenced this song, that, man, God's bigger than you think he is. Just lay it down. He's bigger than you think he is. You got to learn to let go. He's bigger than you think he is. There's freedom on the other side of that.
Wow.
So there you go. Yeah. I'm still trying to figure that out. But singing helps. Singing helps me.
And the stop all negotiations,
yes.
That pretty much slayed
yes,
me.
Yeah,
when you sang that.
Yeah.
Because that's what we do, you know, we try
it's
to
the juggle.
We bargain.
Always, that's how I pray sometimes. I'm like, this isn't prayer. Yeah, just let it happen. Yeah.
Gosh, what a beautiful thought, man.
Yeah.
Well, walk us through, you do this and see.
I do. It might be a little hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're a guy and you want to do it in C, just grow your hair out and it'll help. It helps, yeah. So, but it's easy in any key. I'm doing it with this capo 5 and the G chord shapes so that I can play this little lick here, and you could probably play it without the capo, but, you know, if you're like a little hack and you need some help like me, here we go. So it's like the beginning of the song starts with this little thing. And that's just outlining the chords. So yeah. The first chord is a 1/3, and then a 4, and then a 5. So that's the whole first verse. And then the chorus starts on a 4. I throw all my cares before you. 2-1. My doubts and fears don't scare you, 'cause you're bigger than I thought you were. 5. You hang on the 5 this pass, and then back to the 4. Negotiations with the 5 of all creation to the 6, 'cause you're bigger than I thought you would. You're bigger. And then you hang on the 5. And then it's back to that little turn. Yeah. And I will say, there's something about that turn that musically, I felt like there's a lot of breakthrough that happens mm-hmm. there.
Yeah.
There's, I think the verses have a contemplative feel to them. And then the chorus, there's a response. But then I think in the turns, I think is really, people take this posture of just like, okay, they just let go and they kind of fall into the music. So I would just maybe encourage you on those turns, let them pick up where the last one left off. And in terms of the dynamic, and just keep pressing in, believing that God's doing something.
Yeah.
Because right. Musically, I think that's what the idea is. Breakthrough is happening. Mm-hmm. Surrender is happening. Let the music speak that. So, sorry, I just kind of had to say that.
No, dude, that's amazing.
And then the bridge is the same progression as the verse. I will rest for in the Father's hands. 1/3. Leave the rest to the 4. In the Father's hands. And you just build it till you can't anymore, yeah. And then you go for it.
Yeah, and the wordplay in that bridge is it's so beautiful.
Yeah, it's tricky, but...
Well done.
Yeah.
Well, Sean, thanks so much for sharing the song with us,
course,
man. I really feel like it's an important song for the church and for a young generation.
Yeah.
And so thank you for writing it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, thank you. So I throw all my cares before you. My doubts and fears don't scare you. You're bigger than I thought you were. You're bigger.